Billionaire Cokes, Mass Deportations of Illegal Aliens Not the Answer. By John Binder on June 26, 2019. The pro-mass immigration Koch brothers network a billionaire donor class organizations is rebuking mass deportations of the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States that President Trump has temporarily paused. Last week, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE agency had planned to deport about 2,000 illegal alien families that immigration judges had ordered removed. After the plan leaked to the media, Trump put the deportation effort on hold for 2 weeks. Former ICE Director Thomas Homan and National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd have slammed Acting Department of Homeland Security DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan, alleging that he leaked the ICE deportation plans to sabotage the initiative. The Koch-funded Libre initiative released a statement saying that mass deportations of illegal aliens are not the answer to enforcing national immigration law. Instead, the Koch group said, the Trump administration should focus on increasing legal immigration levels to provide businesses with a never-ending flow of foreign workers. Libre initiative President Daniel Garza said, emphasis added. The president has a duty to enforce the nation's immigration laws. But mass deportation is not the answer. History has shown that the execution of an enforcement-only approach will not solve our nation's immigration challenges. Furthermore, mass deportation has unintended consequences that can be disruptive to communities, impacting many more than the immigrants, as many of these individuals are contributing members of society. For years, the enforcement budget has consistently grown, but the pressure driving unlawful immigration just continues to grow as well. The president and leaders in Congress have both put forward proposals to reform the current system. But instead of beginning to discuss and debate the reforms that both sides can accept and enact, they have decided to step back and accept the status quo. We need Congress and the White House to set aside political considerations and work to address the underlying issues with our immigration system by reforming the procedures and practices around asylum, making lawful immigration more flexible and responsive to our economy. We can reduce these pressures and improve the situation at and near our borders. As Breitbart News has analyzed, American workers overwhelmingly benefit from increased interior immigration enforcement, which reduces foreign competition in the labor market, often driving up wages and opening job opportunities for the working class. While the Koch brothers, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, corporate CEOs, and Silicon Valley elites have continuously demanded amnesty for illegal aliens and increased levels of legal immigration, Republican voters have said their top priorities are building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border to stop illegal immigration and reducing all legal immigration to the country. Previously, the Kochs and their network have opposed any reductions to legal immigration to raise American workers' wages, reforms to save U.S. taxpayers billions of dollars by ending welfare-dependent legal immigration, and an end to the country's birthright citizenship policy that rewards illegal aliens' U.S.-born children with American citizenship. The nation's mass legal and illegal immigration policy, imposed by Washington, D.C., whereby at least 1.5 million unskilled foreign nationals are admitted to the U.S. every year, is a boon to corporate executives, Wall Street, big business, and multinational conglomerates, as America's working and middle class have their wealth redistributed to the country's top earners through wage stagnation. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.